Now that Sir Robert is the soul of honour. To test him, I even ventured to put a little temptation in his way myself and suggested a few subtle ways by which the performance of some of his keenest rivals might be impaired.
And how did he react?
I was lucky to escape the fate he once handed out of Sam Brewer, the Norbiton horsewhip.
The race is about to begin.
I must get rid of my little disguise. I'll see you after the race, in the winner's enclosure.
Sir Robert, I could have wished for no other outcome. You won. You deserve to win.
I deserve nothing, Mr. Holmes. I was lucky to be able to run the horse at all.
And now at last, you can be free of your creditors.
With £80,000 in my pocket, I shall be able to do better than that. And the first thing I shall do is to erect a suitable memorial to my dear sister.
You'll have to face an inquest before that, Sir Robert. But I trust I'll be able to persuade the police and the coroner to take a lenient view of the matter.
I cannot express my gratitude, Mr. Holmes.
Well, the worst you can expect will probably be a mild censure for delaying to register your sister's decease.
And that's considerably better than I deserve. Goodbye, Mr. Holmes. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Sir Robert. And congratulations. It was a fine race.
Thank you, Doctor.
Norbiton. And now, Watson, I think we can take leave of these joyful scenes and return to the modest tranquility of 221B Baker Street.
Yes, of course. There is one little thing to be cleared up before we leave.
What is that?
I must collect my winnings.
In Shoscombe Old Place, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Nicholas Leprevo as John Mason and Donald Pickering as Sir Robert Norbiton. Paul Freeman was played by Desmond Llewellyn, Josiah Barnes by Jonathan Adams, Stevens by George Parsons, Carrie by Susanna Corbett, Norlett by Jonathan Keeble, and the Gypsy by Becky Hindley. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. Shoscombe Old Place was dramatized for radio by Michael Bakewell and